E-cigs don't burn tobacco leaves, and they come in lots of flavors. That's what tobacco companies tell you. Here are three things tobacco companies don't say. 1. Many teens don't know their flavored e-cigs have nicotine. 2. Nicotine is a poison that can rewire the teen brain. 3. 80% of kids who tried vaping did it because of the flavors. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to flavorshookkids.org for more.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, Burnett. Thanks for joining us. Now, we're into the second or third week of January. So maybe I would like to first get your sense in terms of how our local equity market is shaping up in the new year, in terms of buying and selling activities, sentiment. What kind of interest are you observing from the market?
We're starting to see some buying activities by foreign funds after being net sellers in December. Meanwhile, the domestic funds are also putting money to work in the new year. And this has actually pushed the composite index up by about 1% so far in January.
So these are positive signs that will set the tone for the rest of the year?
I think at least in the near term.
Trump is set to take office next Friday. And just a day ago, he had his first press conference in months. Based on what he has said and against the backdrop of rising US interest rates, you know, at the risk of sounding cynical, what kind of opportunities can investors take advantage of back home here in Malaysia?
I think there's an expectation of a stronger US economy as well as dollar, and this is going to benefit exporters in the near term. However, over the medium to longer term, there's still much uncertainty on whether Donald Trump could deliver on his election promises.
Should he not deliver on his promises, how well would Malaysia be positioned to sort of face this?
I think if you look at the US equities in terms of valuation, it has run up quite significantly on expectation alone. And I think if the reality fails to match up with the euphoria, I think there will be a sell down on the US equities and could potentially be some flowback of these funds into the emerging markets.
So this is even against the backdrop of rising US interest rates?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so last year was a year of surprises with Brexit and also the outcome of the US elections. Turning our focus into this year, whatever Trump's policies may be, and also with the European elections at play, are markets, including Malaysia, better prepared for outcomes, you know, whatever they may be?
Well, if we learn anything at all from 2016, is that actually to expect the unexpected in 2017. While some of these concerns are widely known by investors, we do not believe that it has all been priced in yet. As such, I think the markets will remain rather choppy going forward as news develop.
And back home, our 14th general election is also looming just around the corner. How then should investors position themselves ahead of this?
We believe that news flows on award of contracts for mega infrastructure projects will likely pick up pace, especially in the run-up to the next general election. As such, we particularly like the construction sector as a proxy for the general election play.
So from a risk-reward ratio standpoint, I would just like to gauge, you know, would you advise investors to still stay invested or buy into local equities?
Generally, we still be very selective and rather cautious. The valuation for the Malaysian market as a whole is not compelling at this point in time. The FPM KLCI is currently trading at 15.8 times 2017 PE. That's above the historical mean. But at the same time, earnings growth uncertainty still remains at this point in time.
Beyond the FPM KLCI, what about within the small to mid-cap space? Are you seeing interest returning into small and mid-caps?
Certainly. I think especially given the sell-down we've seen in the small mid-cap space in the final quarter of last year, and not to forget that at the budget 2017, government has actually earmarked about 3 billion additional allocations to external fund managers by GLIC funds to be invested in the small mid-cap space. So for alpha generations, we generally like in the small mid-cap space.
But with all these external uncertainties at play, wouldn't small and mid-cap be more exposed? I mean, not so well shielded compared to the big caps?
It all depends. We are still rather selective. In particular, we like the export sectors that is more represented by the small mid-cap space.
So exporters will still be the major theme for this whole year, you reckon?
Yes, certainly. The ringgit, or rather the strong US dollar, is not the only factor at play for the exporters. Most importantly, we continue to see strong growth momentum volume-wise for some of these exporters, not purely from a currency play. We particularly like the E&E subsectors, the glove manufacturing, the electronic manufacturing services. These are the sectors which will continue to see consistent volume growth, but at the same time also benefit from the stronger dollars in the near term.
Our fourth quarter earnings, corporate earnings, should be out soon. What are you expecting from it?
we are hopeful that there will be fewer negative surprises.
Hopeful.
After all, we have seen in almost 2 years of earnings disappointment. And what we are looking at in the fourth quarter earnings season is for signs and asset quality for banks to be holding up. And it has held up so far, especially in the third quarter. So we do not see the need for significant bump up in provisions by banks as we close the year. And as such, if that's been the case, then we see a better earnings momentum for banks going into 2017. But having said that, top line growth momentum for banks remains challenging. And that is also applicable for other sectors, particularly the domestic-driven one. On a brighter note, we believe fourth quarter may be boosted by some of the exporter earnings. This is likely to be bumped up in the near term due to the favorable exchange rates.
And finally, what are your top picks for 2017 and why?
We like the Naga Public Bank for earnings visibility. Within the construction space, we like Gamuda as well as Sunway Construction. Genting Malaysia is another stock that we added to our topics recently. We believe that it will be re-rated due to its soon-to-be-completed Genting Integrated Tourism Plan. We also like BIMB Holdings as a niche in Islamic bank which has a stronger-than-peers growth momentum. Then for those investors who need dividends, we are advising them to switch from mobile telco players to Astro, as we believe Astro has a better or stable earnings stream. And furthermore, the share price will likely be supported by potential privatization exercise as highlighted by the media recently. And last but not least, for export plays, our top picks are Inari, VS Industry, as well as SKP Resources.
All right. Thank you, Bennett. And that was Bennett Ching, Head of Research at Alliance DBS Research.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
E-cigs don't burn tobacco leaves, and they come in lots of flavors. That's what tobacco companies tell you. Here are three things tobacco companies don't say. 1. Many teens don't know their flavored e-cigs have nicotine. 2. Nicotine is a poison that can rewire the teen brain. 3. 80% of kids who tried vaping did it because of the flavors. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to flavorshookkids.org for more.